T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go with tower number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for an edition of football's finest. And here is the chief, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, plenty to get to here. I'm excited. We're going to hear from a friend of the show here in just a moment. But I do think it would be a nice statement for Shoddy. Like, we want him to just be Mr. Aggressive, put on, like, a Man Campbell costume, not only for Halloween, but for the rest of the season.
It's one of your best takes, dude.
I appreciate
just
that.
Just go for it all the time.
Just go for the gusto.
Every play.
And I think he should make a statement by making punter Mr. Anger inactive.
Oh!
On game day on Monday.
And who's active in his place? Another wide receiver?
My only request is not Mozzie Smith. Yeah. After that, like, have at it. Put whoever you want in there.
Hunter Lipke can do it.
We still have to have the long snapper, of course, because maybe Butter hits a walk-off or something like that.
Yeah, we still want that.
From 140 yards. But otherwise, let's just make the statement from the jump. Say, hey, we're not punting. I'm not even going to give myself that opportunity. We're making our punter inactive.
Cut him.
And if you want to go that far, Dawson, I'm here for it. But I do care about the guy's livelihood. I don't know what type of game checks he gets, but being on the roster's got to count for something.
Yeah, you
know,
give him a buyout.
Keep your family, but we don't need you. We don't need you.
No.
And you can go to Matt Eberflus's office and thank him for that. This is why we don't need you, Matt Anger.
Matt Anger. Yeah, you might as well forget his first name because the Cowboys shouldn't use him the rest of the season. I don't know what the circumstances are where you'd be comfortable turning the ball over to the other team and saying, hey, you got to go 90 yards. They're like, okay, give us 4 minutes. You know? There's no advantage to punting right now. It's crazy that you could have this good of an offense, this bad of a defense, and be so readily leaking the win probability that you brag about your analytics department. You know?
I know.
Yeah. Is it the worst analytics department? Because I know you're leaning on them.
He brings up the guy's name. What is it? Fennerin or something like that?
Fennerin?
There's like, or Fenner?
Fenner?
That's his guy.
He brings it up every
Shoddy's
Friday.
Oh, Shoddy's guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The decision making.
Yeah, we talk about this stuff every week. Is that guy telling him to not do what the numbers are telling him to do every single time?
Well, the numbers, you know, the numbers don't always tell the story.
Is Brad Sham his analytics guy?
Maybe.
It's a fair question.
If you trust your defense, you should be more comfortable giving them a short field. If you don't trust your defense, you punt it away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You trust your defense. You say you're trusting your defense, mm-hmm. then turn it over at midfield and have them get a stop for you real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's how you can say, no, we trusted our defense to get a stop there, which you can't say without
Well, then take the
laughing.
Chance of keeping the ball if you really trust them that much.
Yeah, and we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but it continues to hold true. All 17 of George Pickens' receptions on third and fourth down this season have been converted for a first down.
First downs.
Of course there are.
I think they need to keep this guy around, man.
His 17 third down conversions are the most among NFL receivers in the year 2025.
Wow.
He continues to play well. I mean, he was one of the few guys that even on Sunday you were like, yeah, it was a bad football game. George Pickens was still getting it done, still getting it done at a high level. Okay, elsewhere around the National Football League, there are a couple of concerning things on Caleb Williams right now, and I'm not totally out on him. I think things can still happen for him, and the pressure's been tough on him from an offensive line standpoint. But fifth worst in bad throw percentage, second worst in on-target throw percentage. Jackson Dart happens to be worse.
Oh,
and he's dead balls last in the next-gen stats completion percentage over expectation. Mm. So still some things to work through there. But I mentioned Jackson Dart.
About him?
This would concern me if I was a Raiders fan, unless Brady's just ball-sacking people.
Could be.
Because he's, I don't know that, Jackson Dart's been all that awesome. But when Tom Brady talks about Jackson Dart, he says this. He's got all those QB1 traits that I look for. He says, and this is a direct quote, "What I like is all the things that come out of his mouth. I always look at quarterbacks and go, how would I answer that question? When I hear Dart, especially after the loss to Denver, it was the same way. He took accountability for the mistakes." So I guess that's all you have to do. Just raise your hand and say, I was bad. And Brady's like, you're awesome. You can be my guy. And if that's true, and he's making decisions for the Raiders, can't wait to see who their next quarterback's going to be. Swung and missed on the Geno thing. Granted, they haven't given him an offensive line to really give him much
Didn't
help.
Didn't we kind of think like that Geno was going to be okay there?
Yeah, we thought Carroll and Geno Smith, we thought stabilize.
Yeah.
Go sit you, go win 8 games, something like that. Get out of the cellar of what usual Raiders football is and start to crawl before you walk a little bit.
You guys want
to
have a real humbling moment? I think if we were to go back, like old takes exposed, and we were going through top 10 quarterback conversation.
Was he in there like top five?
I think we as a show were like talking Geno possibly at number 10, even ahead of Dakota.
He had a good week one, didn't
Dakota
he?
Dakota Rain.
Week one, man. It was explosives. It was fireworks.
Just needed to get out of Seattle.
You're right.
It's
not his fault. It's his product. It's the surroundings.
It's really unfortunate.
What do we know? Nothing.
Next to nothing.
Pretty much.
It's a week-to-week league.
We're just trying. Well, that's what it is.
What does Pat Mahomes say? Day by day. One at a time. by day.
No days off. Day by day.
Josh Allen takes on Mahomes this weekend.
Yes.
Haven't they already played this year?
And we have a Sunday off to Red Zone in. Where are we going, boys? Where are we watching?
Haven't they already played this year?
It does feel like they play a lot.
I feel like they played like 3 weeks ago.
I think they've played 9 times because I'm looking at some of the numbers here. In the regular season, Josh Allen is pretty nails versus the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's 4-1, almost 300 total yards per game for him, and they score like 26 points per game. And then in the postseason, he's 0-4. But he does even better there. It's the Bills' defense that completely collapses come postseason time. Regular season, Bills' defense versus Mahomes and the Chiefs, they figure out a way to hold him to like 20 points per game. And then when you get to the playoffs? Here goes the Chiefs for 35 points.
It's different.
And it is definitely a different version of the Chiefs once you get him
McDermott
in must-win mode. Well, he is the defensive guy. He's supposed to be that dude to keep it on lock.
He kicks field goals instead of going for it in the playoffs. Pisses me off.
McDermott?
Yeah. Well, and his defense gives up 35 points to Mahomes in the postseason like 20 in the regular season.
Ridiculous.
How did they lose to Atlanta 2 weeks ago?
That's what's so that goes back to the we know nothing about this league thing where it's like,
it's what is going on?
Their defense looked incredible, and then Tua with pink eye went out there.
It was
and,
on the road.
And lit him on fire.
It was on the road. That's why that Buffalo game. Yeah, that Buffalo game in Atlanta.
It was the big Penix energy.
Yeah.
They didn't have Penix energy this past week. It was Cousins energy.
It was not good.
That's a good point. And Cousins might as well hang him up after that one.
Yeah, well, there was a report yesterday he wants to get traded and go be a starting quarterback somewhere.
No.
What team wants him?
Back to Minnesota. These guys just have.
Cincy?
It's crazy that they're willing to get out there like they still have the confidence in themselves. To go out there and just get beat around and embarrassed.
Delusional athletes, you know?
Yeah.
It's common, but it's ultimately admirable because, you know, something had to drive them to this greatness. They did, and because of that delusional nature of their sports brain, they were allowed to reach heights that almost nobody can. I mean, you talk about starting level NFL football compared to the backups, how big of a jump that is.
Yeah.
There's only like 500 people in the entire world who are actually pretty good at it. And thousands just struggling. You saw last week with the Cowboys. just one half step down from starting level is a complete dumpster fire of pathetic football players who would dominate in college
or
the CFL.
It's tough.
It's tough sledding.
It is, man. I just love looking at Walchuk with that hoodie on his head. It just looks incredible.
I think we're crushing it. Gavin's got his hood up.
You're wearing it well.
We're doing a good thing over here.
Looks like a monk.
I'm just glad I don't have any illness symptoms yet because I cannot get rid of these chills. Like, I would expect to have a fever and a sore throat right now.
Well, Dawson, you can go home after the 6 o'clock segment. Right. I need you for that interview.
Dawson's setting us up for something here. You're setting us up, aren't you? Guys, I just don't feel very well today. You'd be out there like...
I guess you'll find out tomorrow morning.
He's going to be hung over from his mom's sugar
cream. Where's my pies?
Just a coincidence.
If Dawson doesn't
trip her... I'm done with my segment.
If Dawson doesn't
You're giving
trip
me way too much credit for planning, though.
Yeah, that, no, you.
That's
I,
also
I,
a good point.
I don't know, man. I feel a little something coming down with something right now.
Hey, it's all right.
I'm not sick yet. By
we're not going to watch die like yeah. Brian does.
That would be diabolical to fake illness as your parents come into town.
Yeah, I mean, I need a couple days here, boys.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the opposite. I'm trying to get the hell out of the house.
Mom's bringing the pies.
Got an 8-day illness here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that new strain of COVID's out.
What do you think we'll get first, the sugar cream pie from his mom or the incredible cookies from Abby?
Oh, it's the pie.
Probably
the cookies are never happening.
I don't think the cookies are happening either.
I was going to invest in this cookie company, talk about it on a podcast.
I imagine the cookies. Like, his daughter's like, hey, like, bring him to the fellas. Yeah. You know, she's trying to hook us up a little
bit. I haven't eaten any cookies
and
in 2 weeks.
And then he's just got cookie crumbs all over
I'm never going to live
floorboard.
That down. I mean, at training camp, she sent me with 20 cookies.
You're an a-hole, bro.
I ate them all in 2 nights.
On the way to the
After
airport.
After I was halfway through, I was like, man, there's no way I'm taking these other 10 of the guys in the morning. I only have 10 left.
All right, we got to get to this sound. This is Mark Schlereth, our buddy.
Oh,
he's
no.
on with Nick Kostos, our other buddy.
Oh, yeah.
MGM, who screams a lot.
Nick's a good guy.
Row. That's the guy that was awesome. Next to us on Radio
yeah.
Row.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good dude. But
I'll take your word for it. He's
you better, you
on
bet.
There.
Okay, well, okay, but grade his interview
Kostos
in here,
tonight.
Because there's so much to sort of break down with this interaction.
DJ, fix our equipment.
That's Schlereth had with Kostos. But he asked him, like, Stink, what annoys you in life? Like, what non-sports related, like, really gets under your skin?
I'm the happiest, go luckiest guy you'll ever meet in your entire life. I will say one thing that irritates me is, now I'm telling on myself, people that don't know how to travel. Like, nobody wants to see your feet in flip-flops on a plane. Not one person. Nobody wants to see you in a tank top with your armpits hanging out. Not like that. Like, that drives me insane. Have some couth about you, and you know, dress appropriately. Put on a pair.
Can
of
I
pants,
ask you this?
Put on some shoes.
Should the people in flip flops on airplanes, should they be executed?
Well, I don't know about that, but I always pee on the floor to make sure. I've seen people
and play that back. I'm sorry because. I don't know if you guys heard what he just said. They shouldn't be executed, but this is how I treat them.
And, you know, dress appropriately. Put on a pair
Can
of
I
pants.
Can I ask you this?
Put on should, some shoes.
Should the people in flip-flops on airplanes, should they be executed?
Well, I don't know about that, but I always pee on the floor to make sure. I've seen people walk in the in socks. In the bathroom, I always pee on the floor to make sure if you walk in socks, you're getting urine on your feet.
What awesome stuff, Stink.
Clearly a happy-go-lucky guy.
Awesome stuff, Stink. Wow. What Mark the hell, Kostos? Should they be executed? Well, I don't know about that, but I piss on the floor from time to time.
It's like, what? Thanks for the dive. Wow. Right.
We got to follow up with Kostos on that next year Radio Row. Santa Clara, right? We're going back to California.
San Francisco.
Stink. Okay. Should they be executed in front of America?
Great stuff, Stink.
Should we broadcast it while we kill them?
Leah Simakopoulos explaining why the Mavs and Stars are suing each other coming up next year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the nation. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time now to find out what's going on with this Stars and Mavs lawsuit. Leah Simakopoulos, Morning News, set to join us. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And thanks for joining us once again, Leah. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, just my first question, is this like billionaires being weird with petty lawsuits, or is this a real thing?
It's a little bit of both, I think. It definitely, parts of it feel very petty, but no, it's a very real thing. There's a very real feud happening between these two teams, and it could impact their future here in Dallas or elsewhere. So it is absolutely a real thing, and pretty crazy that it's gotten to this point.
I've tried to read a couple of articles and get it to really sink in, but once you get into legalese and stuff, I start getting confused. Maybe I need some sort of a chart or visual, but maybe just in your own words, what is the Mavericks? What's the nature of their grievance against the hockey team?
Yeah, so it kind of all stems from an agreement that the Mavericks and the city of Dallas claim the three parties reached back in October of last year. So the city and the Mavericks said in documents that the Stars, the Mavs, and the city agreed to a $300 million renovation deal to American Airlines Center, that the Mavericks and the city of Dallas would have footed the bill 50-50, and the Mavericks could have then gone and built their own arena after 2031, and when the lease ended, and the Stars would then stay at American Airlines Center until 2061. The Stars say they never agreed to that deal. The Mavericks basically negotiated that deal on their behalf, on behalf of the company that operates AAC, and the Stars said, you know, hold on, we're not agreeing to that deal. We don't want to, you know, stay at AAC till 2061, and the Mavs would still be able to control half the revenue here. And the Mavs essentially were not happy that the Stars pulled out of that deal, and then raised a clause that they were aware of, that the Stars were in breach of their franchise agreement that dates back to 1998. And that agreement says that both the Stars and the Mavs need to have their headquarters in the city of Dallas, and the Stars have been in Frisco since 2003. So essentially, the Stars are in violation of this. It was never an issue when Cuban was the owner. It was never an issue with the city, but the Mavericks are now raising it as an issue. The city has sided with the Mavericks on this. And the Stars have basically said, you know, well, we don't understand why this is an issue because it hasn't been for 20-some years. And the Mavericks and Stars are now taking legal action against one another to essentially get this sorted out and determine who's in the right and who's in the wrong here and who should be able to control American Airlines Center in the future.
Yeah, how'd the Mavs end up with the right, I guess, to negotiate that on the hockey team's behalf?
Yeah, so the Stars say that back in August of last year, they and the Mavs agreed to terms that would have kept both of them at American Airlines Center, extending the current lease as it stands until 2035. So the Stars say, we agreed to that, and we told the Mavs, you know, you go present this to the city. The Mavs and the Stars are 50-50 partners in Center Operating Company, which is the company that operates American Airlines Center. So the Mavs were going to, you know, take it to the city on their behalf. And the Stars say then on October 4th, they were presented with a deal that had been negotiated with the city, and the terms were completely different. So they said that what they had originally agreed to was not the deal that they were presented. And that's essentially how things kind of started to spiral.
So how do we get down to finding out what really happened? Do you think all this is going to be spelled out clearly in court, or do you think this is going to be drug out and it's going to be like a he said, she said type of deal?
I mean, I think that they're going to have to get to the bottom of this in court, assuming that's what both sides want at this point. I mean, there is a lot of he said, she said, but I mean, there are emails, there are documents, you know, there's been written communication about this. And, you know, when the city of Dallas is involved, I mean, it's not just two sports teams. I mean, it's a city involved, it's communities involved. Like it's a big deal. So I'm sure they're eventually going to get to the bottom of this, but I don't know who's right and who's wrong here. I mean, I don't know whether the Stars having their headquarters in Frisco means that they should lose their operating control at American Airlines Center. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me if it hasn't been a problem, but also, yeah, they're in violation here. So does that mean that legally they're, you know, I don't know what happens then. I mean, I don't know how the courts are going to read it. So it's complicated. And it's probably going to determine if anyone stays at American Airlines Center once this lease ends.
Wow. So, I mean, I saw the story today, Leah, about the Stars looking at Plano, where the Willow Bend Mall was. Do you think that they're kind of just going to move forward with that? Is that the next step here, or is there still a possibility of salvaging keeping the team in Dallas?
And they've said that they still want to find a way to make it work to stay at American Airlines Center. I mean, for years they've told us that their top choice was to remain in Dallas, to remain at American Airlines Center. They've always felt like it's a good building and just needs some upgrades, and that those are upgrades that can be done, and they could reach an agreement on that, and there's no need to, you know, tear the whole thing down and start fresh. So I think that if there's a way to make it work, then they would like to. I think they're entertaining other offers because they have to, and they have to have backup plans at this point. And yeah, so that location in Plano seems like one. But I mean, they said to me yesterday that there is no way that they would stay at American Airlines Center if the Mavericks have full control over Center Operating Company and essentially win this lawsuit and then just get to go build their own arena and get all the revenue from the Star. They don't want to become the Mavericks tenant. So they said they would never agree to that. And if the Mavericks win this lawsuit, then that might be the situation that they would be forced into should they choose to stay at American Airlines Center past 2031.
It's so hard to tell from the outside looking in, like what's fact and what's opinion, but it would be really hard to believe that the Stars would actually agree to what the Mavs put them into, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, and that's what I would say. That's what I thought as well. That was my question is, you know, we had heard the Mavs said the Stars agreed to this, and we asked the Stars, why'd you agree to this? And they said, we didn't. So, it makes more sense to me that way. You know, the Stars have said from a business standpoint, it would be detrimental to essentially be tenants to the Mavericks. And of course it would. So I think a lot of people were really upset when they heard, you know, news earlier this month that the Stars might be moving north. But I think it kind of made a lot more sense to people when they understood the situation that was ongoing. And it feels like the easiest fix is just to say, okay, well, we're going to leave Dallas and not have to worry about this.
How's this playing with the fans as we get into the second day of this? Is this hurting the Mavs ownership's likability even more?
It doesn't seem like many people are siding with the Mavs on this. I think some people say, you know, maybe they're the Stars are in violation, so maybe they do have a right to do this. But I think a lot of people are taking the perspective of, so this wasn't an issue for 20-some years, and now all of a sudden it is, and the only thing that's changed in that time is is new ownership for the Mavericks. So I think some people are kind of reading between the lines there. So I don't think it really helps that the Mavs ownership is already not a favorite of many fans. So it's just another thing that they're adding to the list.
Have the players said anything to you about it?
I haven't asked. No, yeah. I'm curious what they. I mean, I'm very curious what they think and how they would feel about not playing in downtown Dallas. A part of this is also that the Mavs have been holding tens of millions of dollars of the Stars arena revenue in an escrow account for the last year, and that's money that goes to the business, and that's a business that pays the players. So yeah, this all kind of gets tied up when you think about it. And if that continues, maybe it does impact the players. So I'm sure they'll care at that point. I'm sure they have thoughts on it, but I haven't had a chance to ask them yet.
Leah, who figured all this out though? I'm kind of interested because it's taken 20 years. I mean, did someone just sit down one day and say, well, let's look over this lease and see what's going on here today?
That's my understanding, and I mean, I've seen the lease, and the clause is pretty high up, so it's kind of surprising that no one saw it sooner, or maybe they knew that it was there and they just didn't care. Yeah. My understanding is that the Stars didn't know that they were in violation of this until pretty recently, until the Mavericks made them aware. So, yeah, someone's lawyers did some digging and found something.
Tremendous job, Leah. I totally understand the story now, and I thank you very much for that. Terrific job covering the team and the story. We look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks so much. No problem at all.
There she goes, Leah Asimakopoulos, Dallas Morning News, here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. How you doing out there in traffic, huh? Stars, Mavs suing each other, all types of chaos going on out here. But I got you for this one right here. I got some clips of chaos, if you will, for you. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up if there's anything you think I should be playing at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S or Lucius Alexander on Facebook.
Yep.
If you still go down there to that old Facebook street, I might be down there sometime, especially when it comes to questions for the Tolos, which I have today. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, all right? This is day number one, going for two of this champion audio. We go to the Fan After Dark with Fred Davis and co-host Blake Elliott. He's claiming he didn't know what a Monica Lewinsky meant or what she did and how she got famous, but he's offering it out to anybody that wants some.
I didn't want to hear about my KU Jayhawks after I'd already said that they're terrible. But no, Blake comes in swashbuckling, loud, not listening to even the slightest bit of radio on the way in. And then just slaps me around for 3 minutes straight after I'd already said, I know.
I Monica Lewinsky'd you.
No, you didn't. No.
Is that the right way to use it?
No, in fact... I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me. You said you studied and you researched it, but that comment alone tells me that you didn't. Okay? That comment right there tells me that you didn't. Because if you knew what Monica Lewinsky did, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you just wouldn't be offering it out. I'm Monica Lewinsky'd you.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't be saying it like that, bro. Jeez.
Didn't Blake a couple of months ago tell him his friend admitted that he loved him?
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe knew something about him.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. Well, hey, Blake, you know, this is not a safe space, by the way. Like, this is not a safe space.
You think
space.
Fred's going to handle that news well?
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's not what you think. It's like Justin Fields. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. No! Don't do that, bro. Don't do that. All right. There's a content creator named Cassidy Campbell. He's just starting off in the game. By the way, there was a study done that most of these kids right now, all they want to do is be content creators when they grow up. There's not a dentist, there's not engineers, doctors, none of that. It's all content creators.
Could only be so many of them.
How about that? That should be scary. That's scary information to you right now. That should be.
Yeah.
Because how are we going to keep this infrastructure up if everybody wants to be content creators? Anyway, he's out there wearing a Colorado jersey, University of Utah. Trolling the frat boys, got into it. They said they were going to call the police on them. There you go.
keeps chirping at us. I'm
no. He gonna call the cops?
Yes, I will.
He started it with me. I was walking down there. He was cussing at me.
I don't care.
So why don't you call the cops on them then, fam? So you gonna be a Karen? Seriously, that's how you gonna go down as a Karen?
I guess it might be.
That's crazy, cause your team ass, bruh. You burgers, bruh. Y'all lost to Mormons last week, bruh. I'd be mad too.
Look how dumb you look.
Look how dumb you look.
I haven't said a word.
I'm gonna call the cops.
I haven't said a word.
You just did. You came up to me, fam. Now you're trying to act tough, frat boy. Seriously, frat boy acting tough. Bro, you wearing a damn Patagonia zip up and some damn golf pants and some old ass shoes. You so damn goofy. Bro, an average ass white boy in Utah. Bro, you probably got done soaking like before this.
Great.
With your white Mormon looking ass.
Hey, that's not very nice.
What a mess.
With your white Mormon looking ass.
You probably just got soaking, done soaking before this.
He said, y'all ass, y'all burgers.
Y'all burgers, bro.
They got done soaking.
Bam.
Shaking the bed.
That's what Dirk would call players that couldn't defend him.
The bug.
Kind of a funny burn.
All right, let's see what else we got. Yeah, let's go to FanDuel TV. Run It Back Show, Michelle Beadle, Chandler Parsons, Lou Will is on there. We got Boogie Cousins. He got some smoke for his former teammate, Kings teammate, Jason Thompson. You guys familiar with that cat?
Yeah, he was about a 6'10 power forward, had a little 2-3 year run where he's pretty good, maybe a double-double guy.
And he's got a problem with Boogie Cousins. Mm.
Jason Thompson, man. Hey,
really?
Why?
Wet tissue. wet tissue, paper. And do me a favor, man.
Oh, no.
Stop DMing my coworker speaking on me, bro.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Because
it's
going
to get back to me.
Yeah, he was in Chandler's DM.
Go find you a wife. Go have you some kids. Stop speaking on other men.
Oh, my God.
Have a nice day.
Wow. Go find you a wife. Go have you some kids. Stop speaking on other men's, Chatty Patty.
So he's DMing Michelle Beadle?
I don't know which one he's DMing, but he's DMing somebody up there about Boogie. And Boogie said, don't DM my co-host about me.
I think I think Michelle chirped in there and said Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was joking, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
man.
Maybe not.
Sounds like dude needs to get a life.
Yeah.
It's a classic 80s burn. Get a life, dude.
Get a life, dude.
One more for you boys on a hump day!
Oopsies.
That's weed.
Trap House Sports react to the Cowboys' loss to the Browns. Nice. No, not the Browns, the Broncos.
Yeah.
Week 8 reaction right here. Kind of goes over the game and just gives his reaction. Sometime a song with this. He was just venting on this one.
Oh, my God. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God, this game's starting off good. Like, bro, Nick's out there throwing hemorrhoids. We good to go. I was like, damn, we lit. Dak throwing a ball. Dak with the he bought a CD, but CD don't score, and neither does the team. Set up for three, like always, and this is when it started getting devious. I was like, this game pissed me off. So I haven't been this mad in a minute. It almost made me stop loving football, bro. Look at this. I'm not going to get too mad at Brandon Arbor because he's our best player. He can do whatever the he want to do. The best kicker in the league, and Dak decides to throw a CTE ball down the middle of the field. Every Dak
CTE ball,
there's a Dak. Why the did you throw that ball? Our secondary is collard green. Fried chicken, mashed potato, macaroni and cheese touching the yam. That's our secondary. Said Miami gonna give up generational stat lines. Nope, my bad. It was us instead. Dak with another CTE ball. Dak cut that god mustache off right now. Dak got that Hispanic mustache. Dak, you not Hispanic. Can't even make the god tackle. He running that BBL holding him down. Dak cut the god BBL off. He got so bad they put Joe Milton in the game. I ain't even get excited about this because I know what you are. I know exactly what you are. I know exactly who you are.
Exactly.
Man, I love the overmodulated mic. He is working that well. That's a content creator I could use a little bit more of. Going off as the Cowboys lose to Denver. It's Trap House Reacts. He's a multi-time G-Bag of the Day champion, like Lucius said, usually for his songs. FanDuel TV ripping Jason Thompson. Content creator agitating the frat boy there in the state of Utah. Or our champ, the Fan After Dark. I'm going to go with Fred and Blake once again, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, samesies.
Lucius?
Yeah, I guess so.
3-0, Wolchuk.
I'll go with the overmodulated Cowboys emotional.
Yeah, I'll make that 3-2.
Okay, by a score of 3-2 and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. I'm starting to feel like maybe Blake was doing that on purpose. You know, he's got that Kavanaugh gear a little bit to him where he'll say something where, to you know, Arnie used to call him Slow Jeff. Maybe we should call him Slow Blake.
Whatever the case, let's stay in the pimp cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Blake.
Man, that's disrespectful. All right, let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Flag down. He was looking for booty.
Pass interference. Defense, number 26.
He grabbed booty.
I tried to keep it together.
You're good.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah. Yeah. Grabbing that booty. Squeeze.
I just grabbed booty off the fantasy waiver wire.
Right. Here you go.
Grab that booty.
This is LA Live for Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu. I too was born underwater, Miss Erica. $3. Six dimes. Miss Badu, I've been studying my lessons too. And every time I think I know it all, something new comes up, Miss Badu. That's how I know the lessons are working. That's how I know they're working. Peace to the guys, man. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Call me Peptide Pete too. I've been on them peptides.
Nice.
I broke my ankle maybe like 2 years ago, something like that. I'm feeling good.
Back. Working.
You back?
It's working. It's feeling good. Oh, my God. Why are they keeping that from us? Why are they keeping that from us, fam?
What'd they call that? The muscle stack or something? What stack was
Wolverine.
It? The
Savage? The Wolverine stack. I'm doing the Wolverine. Feeling fire, man. My ankle doesn't even hurt whatsoever after a workout. It's crazy. All right. Did the 3-Eye Atlas comet pivot today? Did it pivot today? I know we were supposed to be looking for the 3-Eye Atlas comet to pivot today.
Oh.
It was big news.
Big news.
Big news. 3-Eye Atlas. The object is the size of Manhattan.
Whoops.
3-Eye Atlas originated from another star system, a whole other star system, and it's not bound to our sun whatsoever. The comet could be over 7 billion years old. Other people are thinking it might not be a comet, though.
Might be a giant spaceship planet.
Might be a probe. Yep. There's a Harvard scientist that says it could be possibly concerning, this 3-Eye Atlas thing. Mm. When the 3-Eye Atlas first popped up in our solar system in July, it had a anti-tail. So that means we can see it flying through the space. No tail on it. Now it's showing signs of a tail. So the guys want to know if it's being controlled. And he's concerned about it.
Mm.
So today's a critical day. If it made a turn towards our sun or whatever, towards our direction, that means it could be an alien probe.
Okay.
If not, it could just be a comet or whatever. I don't know, man.
How long are they saying? Like, this is the scariest thing about a doomsday scenario is you get the countdown.
I don't even know if it's doomsday. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
If they're saying, Lucius, if it goes the other side of the sun from Earth, it's expected to become visible to telescopes in November and December.
Yeah, they said like December 19th or something like that. It should be real close to here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's if it makes a certain type of pivot or whatever.
But you can't, the comet is not visible to the naked eye, they're saying.
No. And we can't track it like we want to because the government is shut down.
Yeah.
So we have to rely on other countries right now to give us the information.
I didn't know we named telescopes after people.
Yeah, man.
The James Webb Space Telescope.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
That is.
Yep. This Harvard scientist, man, he's the one that kind of alerted us. Blew the whistle, if you will.
Glad someone did.
Yeah, let's go to K-Rex News, Channel 5. They got a show called Wake Up Western Slope with host Justin Adam Brown. Justin Adam Brown is the host. Mm. He was talking to the Harvard scientists about 3-Eye Atlas, the mysterious interstellar object. And he pushed back on him a little bit. It's a fight.
A lot of people who don't understand the scientific terminology, who aren't, you know,
very deep into this story, but they're maybe seeing headlines. You know, seeing that you're telling people to take a vacation before October 29th, that gives like end of the world signals, doesn't it? Like, do you think that that's, you know, a little much?
No, what I'm saying is it could be a potential threat of a type that we've never imagined.
It could be a threat, but you think it could be a potential like apocalyptic event?
Yeah, when you go on a blind date, you never know whether on the other side there is a serial.
Yeah, but when you go on a blind date, you're not thinking the world's going to end.
Unless you're a woman, you could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the point is that we contemplate.
Well, I mean, okay.
Scenarios
very rarely. Okay, go ahead, because just to me, that seems...
Is this guy coming off a little smarmy to you guys?
Yeah, very, very smarmy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just making sure.
There is a
serial. Yeah, but when you go on a blind date, you're not thinking the world's going to end.
Well, the point is that we contemplate...
Well, I mean, okay.
Scenarios
very rarely. Okay, go ahead, because just to me, that seems like people will be like, okay, this guy's suggesting it could be the end of the world.
You know, we contemplated scenarios that are similar to what happened to the dinosaurs. You know, the dinosaurs 66 million years ago were killed by a giant asteroid the size of Manhattan Island. And that's definitely a risk that NASA takes seriously. Now we are entering a new era where we will find new interstellar objects every few months. And my point is we launched Voyager and other spacecraft out of the solar system. And other civilizations may have done the same in our direction.
That'd be pretty cool if it is.
3-Eye Atlas, if there's really like an alien probe just checking us out, see what's going down.
Yes, it'd be outstanding. Yeah. Airdrop us some knowledge. Yeah. You know, some tech.
Yeah. Bing. Yeah, I hope they step out with afros.
Oh. We would be so blessed.
That cowboy defense
step
looks bad.
Big ass afros.
They're up there watching. Groovy. Down.
Watch everybody shaking their boots. Our bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Oops. Where's the Harvard guy now? Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's so much stuff going on about this 3-Eye Atlas. Okay, but I don't know if it made its pivot or not, whatever. That's the pivot we need to be looking for here on October 29th to let us know if it's like a real craft or whatever the case may be. So I'm looking for that update. So that's a new conspiracy theory bouncing around there. 3-Eye Atlas. 3-Eye Atlas. Which takes me to my question for the Tolos. Tell me your most unhinged conspiracy theory you truly believe. Fellas, you got any real quick?
That's weed.
I know I got some.
Okay.
There's some that I think could be possible, but that I hardcore, like, I'm sure I believe this one.
The whole thing with the flying saucer stuff and all that with those Navy pilots. I mean, they were.
That was pretty good.
On
That's
60
some great
minutes,
footage, man.
On 60 yeah. minutes, I'm sitting there watching that thinking, like, I really don't know about this. And all of a sudden, I walked away thinking, like, these two Navy pilots are, like, they're telling the truth here. There's something going on, you know?
Very, very, very unhinged stuff going over there.
Yeah.
That's great footage, too.
Yeah.
How about Method Man? You guys familiar with Method Man from Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
He said this 30 years ago.
We in the last times and days right now. The Illuminati's in effect. See, the Illuminati ain't nothing but like it's going to be a second Great Depression out here in America. Except this time, corporate America's prepared themselves for it. Meaning they're when it hits, they're going to be, their money is going to be safe. As far as the rest of us that don't own our own businesses and things of that nature, so there, we're going to be killing each other in the streets, man. Mad Max and Beyond Terror Dome and all that is going to be on, man. And they're going to have to blow us up, which is what they're going to do. They're going to inject us with these, they're going to say it's like for everybody mandatory AIDS testing because AIDS is so widespread. They're going to be giving them vaccines for it so they don't catch it off top like measles, mumps and stuff like that. But in all actuality, what they're doing is putting microchips in and your babies so they can keep tabs on where you're at.
I was with him until he said that last part right there, the microchips. I was with you until he said microchips. But this is 30 years old, which is really, really crazy.
That's deep. They're not even using money anymore as far as paper. It's going to be cards.
And crypto.
Show what status you are, how financially well off you are, whatever. You know, what do you own? And it'll tell everything about you. Welfare, which is gone. They just want, funds for schooling, gone.
They just did that.
They just did that. I'm just saying, they just did that. Peace to the God. Shout out to Method Man.
That's crazy.
Tell me your most unhinged conspiracy theory you truly believe. I got a Tolo that said, the hollow earth theory. Hmm. There's an earth inside of earth.
Oh. Like the moon's on the moon.
That sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Take a long elevator down there.
Yeah, that's crazy right there, boy.
That's weed. That's weed.
The Cooper Flag draft spot was included in the Luka trade.
Okay, I believe that.
That's very, yeah. That's
oh, now you believe one. Now you believe one, Wolchuk?
That's one that I'm pretty.
You're not hingy?
I'm pretty in on that one.
All right. Hey.
My life. I have to go.
I'd say the war on drugs is just to benefit the pharmaceutical industry.
Pharmaceutical industry.
Because they need control of relief.
Okay.
They're slanging some pretty dangerous stuff.
They surely are.
You know, legal heroin, legal speed.
Oh, they done turned the whole world out.
Ooh, the cure for cancer?
Okay, I got a total that said that.
Yeah.
The cure for diabetes and cancers already exists, but being suppressed by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, I can see that.
Man, I can smoke a bag of that. But then, like, the pharmaceutical CEO or the owner of the company, if my brother gets sick and he has cancer, I'm going to save him. That's my brother, right?
Yeah.
And then that guy is going to tell somebody.
True.
My brother saved me from cancer, fam. I'm out here. Yeah. I'm out here, bro. What you want to do?
Yeah.
I need the real deal. That's that.
Yeah. Some people are actually NPCs in real life. Lyndon B. Johnson orchestrated the assassination of JFK.
Yeah, I think you got to go a few decades later to find the man in the White House that did that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, that's okay. All I'm going to say.
Okay. But was Lyndon B. Johnson in the car?
No.
Okay.
The governor of Texas was.
Okay, my bad. All right. The dead internet theory.
So what is that?
I don't know. Somebody do their Googles. Dark web? Somebody do their Googles in there. It sounds like the internet is dead, and all we're looking at is bots or something like that. Shrimps is bugs, as Tolo says. Shrimps is bugs.
Yeah, it is pretty gross, those bottom feeders. But man, they're so delicious.
They're amazing.
They turn that trash into some delicious meat.
Yeah, I love it. I love the hell out of them. And it's abundant. You're supposed to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's made for you for a reason. O.J. Simpson did not kill Nicole Brown Simpson.
Mm.
His son did.
Ooh.
He was a man of knives. He was a cook. Who knows? Damn. And plus, O.J.'s so damn dumb.
I
like, really? You masterminded that?
So what? He did it to protect his son? Or this was all cover-up to protect his son?
I guess he, like,
son
fell
killed his own mom?
Well, that would be his stepmom.
His stepmom.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit more believable.
Al Cowlings, I think.
Yeah.
His friend.
Yeah.
I think that the friend was involved somewhere.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I drove by the crime scene, and that is such a small
that
area.
That Brentwood spot?
I think he was off where she lived,
yeah.
Her home. Bundy was his address, I believe. I can't remember straight, but yeah, I went by and saw, and it's just... It's a very small area, and like if two people, like
it's
three
just,
people,
it's not enough.
It's yeah for the
you need
way,
some help.
Yeah, with the way the wounds were.
Yeah,
it very much, and I think that Ron Goldman walked up on it, and then he got his. Yeah, I think so.
People were saying like she had like mob ties because she used to hang out at that mob restaurant and whatnot, and I don't know,
her
man.
Her sisters,
but now we know the mob is real. I know they're still working.
I know her sister, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I met her in Cincinnati before we played the Bengals and just talked to her for like 2 hours. Just sat down there and just talked to her for about this whole thing.
You better than me because I wouldn't know what to say. He did it, huh?
I walked through, like I just said, you know, I was fascinated by the case. I remember coming home every night and watching the CNN and watching, you know, Greta Van Susteren and Jerry Spence and all these people that kind of got TV famous from this.
Judge Ito.
Yeah. And then it's just crazy.
I had a night job. I watched the whole thing with my grandma.
Yeah. There was Jim Moray was the, like the, you know, and then had Geraldo Rivera, and he was kind of a, But yeah, it was every night I watched this, and it was, I mean, me and John Snyder, when we were in the draft room with the Packers, when they read the thing, I looked at Snyder, what do you think? He says, Snyder looks at me, goes, man, he's going to get acquitted here. Snyder called it. He says he's walking on this one. He's walking. And so, yeah.
It happened.
But I found myself going to the Mezzaluna, the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then I drove the route to the place and saw it. Damn. Just because I was that consumed by it. Weird, but I did. You know, read all the books. And
you were into that conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I was very much into it. And I think the thing that's fascinating was the Marcia Clark story, you know, and it's fascinating with F. Lee Bailey. Like, he initiated, like, you won't put that glove on that guy. You won't put the glove on. Like, F. Lee Bailey was taunting the assistant district attorney, like, you won't put that glove on him, will you?
Marcia Clark or something like that? Charles Durden?
Durden.
Chris Darden.
Yeah.
Chris Darden. Yeah.
And, like, Darden looked at him as, like, you know, was, like, just defiant.
Betcha.
And then when Marcia Clark, she said, when that happened.
Put something on it.
She said it was over.
Yeah, it was
over. She knew it was over. Then when that happened, she goes, this is over. And then you had all these people like Van Natter carrying around blood and. They just, this Dennis Fung, this criminal.
It was a mess, bro.
They just, I mean, it was crazy.
It was a massive legal mismatch.
Look, the fan techs are calling you out.
Who, me?
Yeah, because they love how you love the serial killers.
Yeah.
You're attracted to the serial killers.
Like the serial killers.
I am
like a hot little young blonde in the 70s.
You make your own bed.
Oh, please take me home. I've been hitchhiking, sir.
It was just fascinating, though. It just like, how did this.
I mean, there's been tons of shows on it.
And then all the characters. Cato Kaelin and all the people that testified, every night it was something different, and you're like, "How is this happening?" But it was I couldn't walk away from it. I could not walk away from that thing.
Speaking of serial killers, I got a total that says Charles Manson was trained by the CIA to destroy the hippie movement.
Damn.
Building 7, a whole lot of other stuff. I don't have a lot of time.
Sorry about that, Lucius. No. I didn't mean to jump on
you. Hey, man, this is your bag. You love the Killers and this conspiracy. Right.
Favorite band.
That's weed.
Mr. Brightside, right? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're going to talk with the comedian, podcast host, Adam Carolla with you as we get into hour number 5 next year in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.